Good morning, Mayor Clark.
Good morning, Dave.
It's just another week that has gone by, but this one has taken a turn for the worse. We've had our first recorded death of COVID-19 in CBRM.
Yes, Dave, and it's very, saddening and, of course, tragic. And our thoughts and prayers go to the family of their loved one that's been lost. But it also speaks to the fact that the measures that are in place just come home that much more to each and every one of us, why the self-isolation, social distancing, the sanitary hygiene precautions are all that much more important now that we know we have community spread within our community itself.
How confident are you, Mr. Mayor, that the CBRM and what we have available in terms of health care here, that we can handle this kind of crisis?
Well, we're very fortunate because our citizens led the way to have a fully integrated regional hospital back in the 80s. We now have the second largest health infrastructure in the Nova Scotia. So I know that all health professionals, all emergency care providers are on top alert and are at the job, taking every necessary precaution with the resources we have available to us. So I'm very confident we have the people in place. What we have to do is be able to control something that is unknown to us and is foreign, and we're witnessing across the world that this virus does not discriminate, and whether it's in a healthcare, long-term care, or out in our wider community. And that's why the measures that are in place are so important, and by vast majority our citizens are abiding, police are enforcing where necessary, and council's now responding to try and keep operational things in our budgets and projects moving, because keeping people employed while following measures is a priority as well.
Yeah, on top of all of this, you have the regular, what would be normal everyday circumstances, economy and budgets and so on, that have to be looked after as well.
That's right, Dave. And so council moved yesterday on a resolution I presented to do essential spending only for the CBRM at this time. But we move forward with the full capital plan of $58 million in activities. That includes the continued work on the Bayplex and the police station in Glace Bay, $8 million in road work specific to Glace Bay. Wastewater project will begin of almost $8 million. A lot of activity in the Glace Bay area, but throughout the CBRM. We have many different projects that we're focused on about what can stimulate growth and get people to work and stay to work. And the construction industry, road builders are all complying with the standards necessary for safe workplaces. But we realize people need paychecks and we need much needed repairs to our infrastructure. So we're trying to find that balance while making sure we're doing our part to flatten that curve within our municipality. And we also have a program rolling out for vulnerable citizens and homeless, and in Glace Bay at the Undercurrent Youth, and in Sydney and in Sydney Mines we have programs now for people to have a place to get a shower, grooming, hygiene. That program will roll out as early as next week to assist those that don't have a place to go, don't have a place to wash their clothes. So we're trying to look at the people that, quite frankly, are impacted by this in a way we didn't imagine by not having a public washroom, Dave. We're trying to look at portable washrooms in appropriate areas. We're working with the Allied Center and other partners. And so between community cares and Undercurrent youth centers, we're all coming together as a community to help those that are in need. And we're working with the United Way on other programming to support them and their good work as well.
I think a lot of people are having a problem coming to grips with the fact that this is actually happening.
Oh, it's surreal for a lot of people, and as this continues, and it will continue, and this is when people talk about a new norm, there really isn't a new norm. It's a never-changing, evolving week by week since we first talked. Now this is 3 weeks into this. And we have many more weeks to come. And what I can assure your listeners is that at the municipal level, we're doing everything we humanly possibly can to support the ongoing day-to-day services of garbage collection, cleaning, and making sure we have safe water and all of those municipal services we need, while at the same time responding and doing our part for emergency measures. We've been monitoring. They're getting ready to have our emergency command center mobilized if necessary. The province is looking at a mobile testing site for within the CBRM. So we are providing all the supports we possibly can. We are recognizing that we need to provide the assurances that the citizens deserve that we will continue normal operations while at the same time complying to the orders and directives that are coming down from Ottawa and Halifax. And I can assure your listeners as well that we have direct access. The Premier, all the ministers and departments have been readily available to us. Such as shows that we're all working together, the MPs, MLAs, this is all hands on deck for our community. And if citizens have needs, whether it's employment at the federal level with MPs, supports, community services with MLAs, and at the local level to get any necessary repairs, we're all doing our part and we're there for our citizens.
I know that the health department is sticking to its announcing only cases that are in certain zones, but do you have any indication that it's worse here in Cape Breton than what's being said? Or, you know, do you have any indication at all of what the exact picture is in CBRM?
Well, our indication was we knew there were cases in the region in terms of Eastern Region. We knew there were cases within the CBRM. What we try to monitor, and public health officials are going to be communicating with us today, what we try to do now is identify if someone has been affected, what would their contact level and degree be? What would their contact points in the community be so that you can take any measures to support mitigation or prevention initiatives? So as we move forward and as more cases do come, and they're expected to come, but overall we've been doing extremely well as a community, as a regional municipality, but we will get further details because now as specific community spread cases become aware, we need to get more details so we operationally can be more responsive as a municipality with our emergency service teams, with our municipal providers. And we've got to keep our employees safe, we've got to keep our contractors safe, and we need a new level of information in the coming days from the public health officials.
Mr. Mayor, again, thanks for taking our calls this morning, and well, with all probability, we'll be talking again next Wednesday for another update. Appreciate your time.
Well, we appreciate the Coast's continuing efforts. Thanks, Dave.
All right, bye-bye. Cecil Clark is the mayor of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality here in Cape Breton.